please.
So I heard you barking to Knick Knack Paddywhack. Did you learn that one nursery school?
I did.
Yeah?
Knick Knack Paddywhack.
Give that dog a bone.
Yeah. And I went, arf, arf.
I know. You're fluent in dog, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
In most animals. I'm fluent in most animals.
Yeah? Yeah.
Takes one to know one.
Yes, I agree.
Be with an itch.
So, ladies, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, you haven't caught coronavirus yet.
No.
No.
No coronavirus
Although
yet.
Pam
but
is
I
having
haven't,
symptoms.
I haven't been monitoring my temp either, so I could have it.
I think you do. I think you're getting it.
If I get it, I need to have a lime that goes with it.
Yes, you do.
So if you see me walking around with a lime, then you know I have coronavirus.
I get it.
Or I'm at least ready for it.
Okay. I get it.
Well, it's only a couple hundred people that have died. So what's everybody making a big deal about?
No, it's way more than a couple
oh,
hundred.
Oh, no, really?
It's crazy.
It is.
It might be a real thing.
I think it is a real thing.
Uh-huh. Is it a real thing outside of China?
Not yet, I don't think. No. I didn't read about it. I usually read about it on the New York Times before I go to bed. I didn't read about it last night.
But you know what I did hear today? That a cruise ship from China, quarantined Japan.
Yeah.
There were like five or seven countries that
Can you
wouldn't
imagine?
Allow the ship to dock.
Oh,
Can
really?
And finally, wow. I think was it Cambodia that allowed?
It
them
was
to-
off the coast of Japan. For several days. Or there was one off the coast of Japan.
Okay.
I don't know if we're talking about the same one.
It may be the same one or a different one. But
do you think they've run out of lime slices on the deck?
Yes,
you do?
I do. Yeah.
Shit.
You already used that joke.
I'm going to keep using it.
It's funny.
Is that why you didn't laugh?
Did you read, though? Wait.
Let me say one thing. Oh, God. I'm telling people they can call in.
To get us their temperature?
Yes.
Report your temperature.
963-2976. Even though we're joking about it, we know it's a serious thing.
We know
but
it's
we
serious.
Are allowed to.
The doctor in China.
Joke. Yeah.
Who
he died.
Tried to alert the authorities of its severity passed away.
I heard.
Ooh. Isn't that awful?
It's horrible. Yeah.
And then the government tried to pretend like he didn't die.
Oh, I didn't
And say,
know that.
Oh, no, he didn't die. But, you know, that movie, we've already seen that movie.
Right.
What is it? What about Bob or something? One of those old late 80s.
Right.
You can't do that.
No.
It doesn't work for long.
No. But
pretty
yeah.
soon.
What? Lying to the people?
Pretending like a dead person's still alive.
I didn't know
when you
that
when you don't see
them
breathing,
that.
You sort of get clued in that they're not alive anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Uh huh.
Yes, but fortunately, you know, we're here okay, and we're okay here in the States. I mean, some
for now,
a couple people. I think 9 people here. In California or something have it.
Oh, we have a caller. Someone wants to tell us their
time. Serious. Okay, go.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller?
Hey, I think the movie you meant to reference was Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, thank you.
We need to be held accountable for our bad movie references. I appreciate the call.
No, I was trying to help because you're like, what about Bob? One of those.
Right.
I think it was Weekend at Bernie's where they carried around a dead guy.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you calling.
How many times have you seen that one?
Just when it came out. Not when I've gone back and watched.
No?
It's not a classic.
Not even if you had the Friday night coronavirus? You didn't watch it a few times?
I think the whole coronavirus thing is so scary and sad, and I like that you guys are taking it lightly, but it scares me.
It
is sad. It's
but
serious.
You can wash your hands.
But still, it is a really serious
it is.
Thing.
No,
even
for
though
sure.
we're joking about it, you know, it is a really scary, serious thing. So I agree. Whoops, he hung up on us.
Yep, we lost him.
Okay. Anyway, 963-2976.
Well, I have something exciting to share with you two.
Nice.
Okay, good.
Luke, were your ears burning last night? Did you have burning ears?
No.
No.
I was asleep.
Oh. Why?
You were mentioned during one of the Waldorf School in the Roaring Fork 8th grade project presentations.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Garrett.
Fun. Luke was an instrumental part to one of the young men's project who did podcasting.
Yeah.
And oh, our cool. very own Luke was part of the mentoring for his work.
That was fun. I wish I could have gone. Yeah.
It was fantastic. He did a fantastic job of presenting his material.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
And it just brought my heart great delight to hear him be interested in podcasts. I love podcasts. And at the end, I asked him what his favorites were, and a couple of his favorites are my favorites. So I don't feel so old now that an eighth grader and I share podcast interests.
Well, Gluck, that was so nice
so
of
him. So good job, Luke.
Good job.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. You know, working with 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're just sponges.
Yeah.
And they're just wide open. And,
yeah.
And that is so fun to yeah. be around. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
It seems like. His yeah. mom was one of the ladies that worked in Maxine's kindergarten classroom. So.
Oh, okay.
Neat little.
So you're a Waldorf family. Parent
we
also?
Are. Maxine yeah. is the Pamster's daughter,
yeah.
by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they tell me.
So.
That's not what she tells you.
Right.
It is what they tell
Well,
me.
You've got to be the mother.
Yeah.
But we don't
real
know
big
that,
around the middle.
We don't know that Robbie is definitely the father.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh.
Do we?
You know Judy, who used to own Red Hill?
Yes.
Yeah. So I saw her when Maxine was about 3 days old.
Yeah.
And she looked at Maxine and she said, Pam, I don't know why you bothered gestating that child. She looks just like her daddy.
Ah, that sounds like Judy. We have a caller.
There's another call. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
How y'all doing? It's your old pal, Little Willie.
Hey, Little Willie. Howdy.
You made our day.
So nice to hear y'all. I want to let you know something real quick. I mean, it's whatever, of course, but I'm feeling the burn.
You are?
The burn? The New Hampshire burn?
Are you feeling the burn in that you felt last week?
Yeah, let's get over that.
The ones what he was sitting on the porcelain.
I don't remember nothing about last week.
Oh, you don't? Well, I'll remind you after you tell us about what burn you're feeling.
Well, I tell you, I'm feeling the burn of money coming into my pockets because I got a new business.
You do? What
nice.
Is it?
I'm in a new business, and I'm reaching across the aisle and whatnot forever, whatever you think.
And what might this new business be?
I'm making bright red, make America great again hijabs for them Arab girls. They're selling like hotcakes.
Hey, Willie, would you underwrite our show if you're selling them like hotcakes?
Hell yeah. Following whatever is underwritten.
What to describe what you're
Little
selling.
Little Willie's red hot.
Hijab.
Has winning hijab.
Okay.
Oh my God. Are you sewing them yourself?
What?
Where are you, Little Will?
Word. I'm in the tower.
You're in the tower.
I'm in the tower.
Oh, okay.
Is that an ivory tower, Little Willie?
Yeah.
Or the Eiffel Tower.
It looks like one because I'm buried in snow. I've been snowed in.
Did you have to climb to the top of the tower because you're drowning in money on the lower floors?
Can't see out the windows or nothing. Yeah. I'm lighting my fire with $100 bills now.
Blocks of money?
Wow. Will you marry me?
I'm sick of winning. You're going to be sick of winning too, Jane, if I got married to you. Takes a special mindset to win this much.
Well,
who makes your red hot hijabs?
My MAGA hijabs be made over there in China.
Oh,
great.
Little Willie, I got some news for you.
That's not safe, Little Willie.
And I tell you what, I'm going to tell you something else. They have double function, got built-in filtration.
Yeah, that's good.
Really?
You were thinking ahead.
I was thinking about your head when I put that on the hijab.
Little Willie,
yeah.
You're naughty.
It's one size fits all.
Yeah.
And if you pull it down, it'll save you from the corona and the Bud Light virus.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Wow, and they're selling like hotcakes, huh?
And you don't even got to wash your hands or nothing. It's you just pull it down, and the filtration begins immediately.
Does it last forever? Is it on a battery or what?
Well, no. It's charcoal.
It's what?
Charcoal.
Charcoal. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. It's
boy,
natural.
Who knew you were such a genius, Lil Willie?
Oh, I knew.
Well, you did?
Thank you very much, Mrs. Antmeyer. And how is Mr. Antmeyer?
He's doing pretty well.
I like that Robbie's Antmeyer. Yeah. He's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Still
yeah.
playing with logos, even after all these years.
He loves logo playing.
Lego or logo?
Logo?
Logo? Whatever they
whatever.
Are.
Whatever they are.
Okay.
Talk about a red-hot money-making situation. Have you ever bought Legos?
No.
You have to refinance your house to
but
buy
I heard
a
they're
set.
They're making them out of weed now.
Oh,
really?
That might bring the price
yeah.
down.
Legos?
That ought to bring them down, and then if you get desperate, you can just smoke them.
That's right. Or not desperate.
Wow.
Or just ready to have a good old time, ain't that
that's
right?
Right. That's right. Well, Willie.
Yes. Well, I just want to wish you a really good day. Can you? We're still here in the tower.
Okay.
And,
We'll hoist Jane up to the top of that tower if you call down nicely to her. We'll wrap a hemp rope around her.
I can climb up that tower.
You can't risk another head injury, Jane.
That's true. But I'm not going to fall.
Yeah, your bell's been rung once.
Way too many times. I know it has.
Maybe more than once.
Yeah. Many
all right,
more
well,
times.
I'm going to send you, each and every one of you a complimentary Make America Great Again hat and hijab with filtration.
Great.
Well, thank you. That's kind.
All right.
So
we'll
kind
look
of
forward
you.
To that.
Thanks for calling, Little Will. And
you
good
can
luck.
Put the Lego right on there.
Okay, keep making the big bucks.
I will. I'll be donating and underwriting and whatnot very soon.
That's right.
Okay.
Checks in the mail, right, Little Willie?
Checks in the mail.
Thanks for calling, Will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A hijab with filtration.
That is pretty funny.
Bright red, nonetheless.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I have a bright red hat that doesn't say Make America Great Again. It says Impeach the Mother already. And that didn't work, did it?
No.
That impeachment thing didn't work.
Do you wear it out in public?
Or
just at your Super Bowl parties.
I didn't wear it at the Super Bowl party. I have to make a confession. It's not a cute hat, and so I don't wear it.
Okay. I understand you only wear stylish, cute, adorable.
I think we have another call.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's see. Caller, you're there. Nope, we don't.
Oh.
Okay. I do want to totally change the subject for just a minute, which I wasn't aware. This is...
Why is it blinking?
Yeah, why is it blinking?
I don't know.
It doesn't want to let Little
Willie
go.
Technology.
Yeah,
it wants
Little Willie.
These new phones have flummoxed everybody.
Yeah. Have they?
Yeah, we need a PhD in phones now.
Oh. Okay.
Whoop, it stopped.
Okay,
so
there
maybe
we go.
They'll try again.
Okay. Someone, here we go. Here they're
there
calling
we go.
Back.
All right.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the Pamster's husband.
Hey, Pamster's husband. Pamster's hubby. Robbie.
I figured since I was getting hassled by Little Willie that I'd call in and say hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You need to come join us one day and keep Pam at home or at the office.
Well, I will absolutely do that. You let me know and I'm game on.
I am totally
This is my seat.
But wait. This is your seat for today. You need to learn how to share.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do, especially with your husband.
No, I don't. This is my seat.
You don't have to get competitive.
I'm not competitive. I'm just saying this is my seat.
She's possessive. Nobody
ever,
is what she is.
Nobody ever accused her of not knowing what she likes.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. I'm changing
this
her name.
This is very true. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to whatever, but I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job, and we all really enjoy it.
Well, thanks, Robbie. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Whatever.
Whatever.
Miss Possessive. I'm
only for 30 minutes a week.
I'm changing your name.
Oh.
I'm not sure what it is yet.
Oh.
But right. By next week.
All right.
Are you going to be here next
week? No, I'm not.
Because you said
you were thinking about... we'll be out of town.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So,
do you think we can carry it, Jane?
Well, either we can get... There is no replacement for the Pam.
That's right.
Hamster,
yeah. That's right.
But I can call in.
There
oh,
you go.
Oh, you can? Will you be in
Yeah, I can
in
call
cell phone
in. Yeah,
service?
Sure. You betcha.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
We can either... you and I can carry on, or we can have a sub.
Yeah.
For the Pamster, but we'll get another chair.
Yeah.
For the sub,
so that
because
the person doesn't sit in my
yeah,
chair.
We don't want anyone sitting in her
no.
chair. She doesn't
no.
want anyone mm-hmm. sitting in her chair.
So we can get a report from the road.
We could.
You.
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
You betcha.
Are you going away somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where?
Idaho.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of Idaho?
Driggs, Idaho.
I've never been to Driggs.
Mm. You should go there. It's a lot like Carbondale.
Is
a lot
it?
Of hippies.
It's like the Down Valley town from Jackson.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Down Valley trash of Jackson.
Wow. Because I spent a summer in Idaho.
It's
in
real
Ketchum,
quiet.
But mm-hmm. this was
Yeah,
years
Ketchum's
ago.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dregs.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Luke, can you handle it on
No,
your own?
I can't. I'll just play music.
Okay, 963-2976 if anyone wants to call in. But I...
Do you have something to share?
I do have something to share.
Let's hear it.
I didn't know that I'm going to football for 1 second.
Okay.
Because
it's whatever.
It's whatever, and Pam mentioned, or I mentioned the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and it made me think about this. Pat Schumer, who's our new offensive coordinator, is a disciple of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's real. I'm excited about that.
So now we just need a disciple of Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think.
There might be one coming soon.
You think?
Well.
That guy named Locke.
He's in his early 20s.
I think he
should
has,
be procreating pretty soon, right?
I think. Well, he is procreating.
Oh,
he's,
he is?
He's going to have a baby.
Mahomes?
No, not Mahomes.
Andrew Reid?
Locke.
Drew Locke. He was locked and loaded?
I just heard that.
He unlocked his load?
Oh no, it's
Ooh,
not. It's
I like
not
that.
Drew Locke. It's Philip Lindsay's having a
No, he's
yes,
not.
Oh,
that is
God.
Not acceptable. Who?
Is he going to be born
Hold
with
on.
An
Wait
afro?
A minute.
We have a call.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi there. I'm just listening to the show and since you're talking about unlocking loads,
uh-huh.
I read today on the internet that the quarantine cruise ship off the coast of Japan you were speaking about earlier,
yeah.
a company in Miami actually offered everyone on board a free membership to their pornography site.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
You're kidding.
You are not for real.
I'm not kidding at all.
What's
you're
your temperature?
Kidding.
Have you taken your temperature lately?
Well, I left my rectal thermometer at the office.
Is that how you like it?
Do you want to say your name?
My name's Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Sorry.
Hi.
But this is a true story, and
Serious?
They said that if anyone can send them proof that they're on board the ship, like receipts and stuff, that they'll give them a free login to watch porn while they wait.
Oh, you're cute. That
wow.
is so
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Funny.
I think their marketing director might not have
world.
A jab to
this
job
is, are they? Is this cruise ship still off the coast of Japan?
Jane wants a one-way ticket to the ship.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
that's where she's going to take little Willie for their honeymoon. With some weed Legos.
That is so, such
yeah,
a good idea,
party.
Pamster. I love it. I love your creativity. I am there.
I'll be your travel agent.
Thank you.
All right. This, well, I just thought you all should know that.
Well,
all right.
Is,
wow.
I'm so
Thanks
glad
Thanks for sharing.
You,
I'm glad you called
yeah,
in.
Yeah, me too. Call in
yeah.
any
Are you a regular
Wednesday.
Listener?
Only sometimes.
All right.
All right.
But
well,
I recently just started, I got my own show at KDNK. I've met Luke a couple times.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Cool.
Oh, what's
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, every other Monday, the Tune Garden.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
All right.
Well,
now
listen.
I know who you are.
Okay.
I'm
yeah.
glad
I'm
that you
listen.
Got a show, dude. Good job.
Thanks, Luke.
Good job.
Don't sit
great.
In my chair.
Thanks for calling.
I won't send you there.
Don't send me there.
All right, bye.
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 Boy, I just learned a really that was interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Wonder what websites he reads his news from. I didn't get that one in the New York Times.
Oh, I don't know. That could have been on the.
I'm going to Google it later today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. In the New York Times search.
I think they might need a new marketing director. That cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, that's not.
And some bleach.
Good promotion. Jeez.
Well, I had two things I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
The other one was a pretty awesome thing. We went to the dog park this morning.
Yeah.
And saw a friend of ours, Amy, and she said, go down there. There's a calf being born. So we got to stand there and watch a calf
being born.
It was really cool.
It is cool. I've seen that.
And the mama cow laid there looking up at Mount Sopris with the warm sun all over her black fur. And
right.
I thought, what a great place to have
a baby.
Yeah. Huh. That's an amazing thing.
See, those cows aren't as dumb as they look.
Yeah, no.
They're great. What was your other idea?
The Luke being a mentor for the youth of America.
Yeah.
And how blessed we are to have
Lukester.
Someone as awesome
as Luke. Luke-alicious.
Passing down his talent and knowledge and spark for radio waves.
You know what?
It's awesome.
When Luke introduced yourself today and you said,
I'm Luke-alicious.
I snickered because I love the way you say Luke-alicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Luke-alicious.
And you didn't want to be Luke-alicious at first.
I know.
You
I love
are
it.
Luke-alicious.
I love it. I think it's a great nickname. I'm proud to be.